Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
Boom! This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back, Sam Crowley. It's number two, podcast number two on a Monday, June 1st, 2015. Hold your birthday cards now. I don't turn 47 for 28 more days, all right? So don't go getting crazy. Any of you that already got the gift in the mail, I appreciate that, but you still got time. You still got time. Hey, so I was talking earlier on podcast episode number one today about the call I got from Colin Sprake, my new best friend in the personal development scene. You know, usually I'm pretty in tune to people that put on large events, live events, and never heard of Colin, and boy, am I happy I met him. Great guy, just a great guy. So I hung up the phone with Colin. He wanted me to come to Vancouver, Canada last Thursday to speak at his event to open it up, and it was Tuesday, and so I mean, I had to reroute flights and find family. So the first thing I did was find, can I even get a flight from Cincinnati to Vancouver? Is it even an option? I found one that left Cincinnati at 4 o'clock Eastern time, went through L.A., oddly enough, where I was supposed to be anyway on Friday, and then L.A. to Vancouver, got in at 10 o'clock Pacific time, which is 1 a.m. my time. So, okay, we got a flight. All right, I got that. Next thing, my wife was out and about. I was watching baby Susan. So when Angela came home, my wife, I had to run it by her. And I know she's always going to say yes because it's just the way she is. Oh, yeah, sure, we'll figure it out. But you know, we got a baby on a ventilator. It isn't that easy. You know, we have to make sure that somebody's here or close by that can make sure that can take my place if something happens. But quite honestly, if anything serious were to ever happen with Susan, it's a 911 phone call. I mean, even when I'm here, when Angela and I are here, if her trach comes dislodged or she stops breathing or anything like that, it's a 911 phone call. But anyway, you still got to make sure. You can't be an idiot about it. You still have to make sure there's an adult nearby that can help out. So we had to get and, of course, this week, which I mean last week, the week I was traveling, things were just crazy. It's the last week of school, and there's only a couple days this week until the kids are done. Last week was the last full week of the school year, so you had activities and plays and recitals and outdoor events, and Madeline had an orthodontics appointment at 7:50 in the morning on Thursday and all this. I mean, it was just stuff everywhere. You can even imagine, all right? If you got kids, you know what I'm talking about, the last week of the school year. So, Angela said, yeah, as long as you can get all of the stuff handled, absolutely, go. I mean, it's, you know, it's a lot. It's 4 nights away from our baby, and I'd be here by myself, but we'll handle it. No worries. So, I said, okay, I got the blessing from Angela, and I would have known. I would have been able to just tell right away if she was, you know, not cool with it. I would have just said, okay, I'm not going. I mean, it's really that simple. But she was cool with it. So then I called my pastor, Shane Harden. You may remember if you've been a regular listener to the show last year, we did the Spiritual Sunday podcast with my pastor, Shane. He's also a friend of mine. I've known Shane over 10 years. Good friend of our family. I said, hey, buddy, I need you more than ever. And we were texting back and forth. And I'm not one to lean on people. I just don't. It's actually something I need to work on. I don't lean on people. I don't want to burden anybody. I don't ask for favors. I just don't. But I wanted to go to Vancouver, and as long as Angela was cool, that sent the wheels in motion. We got the green light. So Shane said, I would love to serve. I know you never ask for anything, so oh my God, thank you for letting me serve. So he said, text me everything. So I literally texted him Madeline's ortho appointment. Madeline had a recital Thursday night. Paige and Laura needed to get to school at this time. Madeline at this time. Bus this, pick up that. The entire thing for 4 days. And he said, got it. And he made it all happen. I mean, Shane just made it all happen. He got somebody to pick up Madeline at 7:30 in the morning, take her to the doctor, ortho appointment, all that stuff when I was gone. So I said, okay, I got that taken care of. And so I had the flight. I had Angela's blessing. I had my pastor who was going to literally shuttle my kids all around Cincinnati to school and other stuff that had to be done. And because Angela can't leave the house. I mean, she cannot leave the house. She has to stay with Susan because Susan cannot leave the house, really. Not unless I'm here because we got to hook her up to an oxygen tank and all that stuff. So then I called Colin back. And I said, Colin, we can do it. He's like, oh, fantastic, Sam, great. And he put wheels in motion on his size. I'll have a limo pick you up at the airport. And I was like, limo, nice. Now that's the everyday Saturday travel right there, limo at the airport. So he goes, you don't worry about anything. We got it, limo, hotel, everything taken care of. I'm like, okay, great. So then I had to go to Kinko's and get order forms reprinted out. When I sell a product, I have an order form you fill out at the back of the room. And so I went to Kinko's, put those on order. 24 hours later, they would have them ready for me. Check. Got that. So I've got – then I had to call Delta and reroute from Cincinnati going to Vancouver and then Vancouver back to L.A. and then L.A. back to Cincinnati when I was finished. So that was an additional $700, $750 or so. I was flying first class. And let me talk about that for just a second. Why would I fly first class? Well – I started flying first class last year when I had that whirlwind trip, 16,000 miles in 3 weeks. I went to London, Palm Springs, and Orlando. And aside from international travel, where there really could be a big gap, I mean, it could be like a $10,000 gap between, you know, coach and first class. That's too much for me. You know, for others, it's not. For me, it is. I do have a line I draw. But domestic travel, I always try to, if it's available, fly first class for this reason. Number one, the difference is price. For me, now again, this is for what I do with my business. I sell a product for $1,000 when I speak. So I always look at it this much, okay? If it's $1,000 more minimum, you know, or on average, something like that between coach and first class, that means I need to be good enough to sell one more product to pay for that, okay? Upgrade. It's never $1,000 more domestically. It usually isn't. I shouldn't say never because it could be $10,000, I guess, if they wanted, airlines wanted to go nuts. But for example, when I flew to Orlando last December, the difference was $300. It was literally $200, $250 for coach, $550 for first class. I mean, guys, that's a no-brainer. And when I flew to L.A., you know, I booked this trip a month ago, the difference was same thing, maybe $500 between, you know, coach and first class. Again, flying for 4.5 hours on an airplane, no-brainer. Sitting in first, it's just a no-brainer for what I do. And also, going through TSA check-in, you know those lines. It could be, they're horrible, you know. It could be like just a big hose, a rubber hose in your yard, like a zig and zag and zig and zag. It's like the TSA lines trying to get through them. You fly Sky Priority, you're going right through the lane, you know, and you zip right through. You sit at the gate, and you're loving life because aside from people who need a little more assistance boarding, you know, the elderly, wheelchairs and walkers and little kids with strollers, first class, you're boarding. So you don't got to ever worry about the overhead space compartments, which is just crazy now. They're usually gone by the time they get to the middle of the plane. So it's so much easier. You sit down, you get your drink, you know, you want a little glass of Merlot or maybe a vodka tonic, a beer, a water, sparkling water, juice, pop, whatever it is that you drink. You're sitting there while everybody else is boarding, just kind of sipping that stuff. And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, man. When I used to fly corporate and stuff, I'd look at the people in first class, arrogant asses sitting there sipping your bottle of wine while we're, you know, being herded in like cattle. Well, make no mistake. I mean, the airlines do treat the people in first class amazing because why? They spend a lot more money. A lot is a relative term, but double the money maybe. And they want more people watching them. It's great marketing that everybody flying coach has to walk through the first class cabin and see all the luxuries that are there. And it subliminally tells you, man, I got to get in that first class cabin. So I don't look at the people in first class, and it's silly to ever think that. It's not their fault that they have whatever they did to get in first class. That's a you problem, you know. You can just as easily click the button and just fly first class. It's not a big deal. It just isn't. I would be, I'd be shocked if you couldn't afford it when you look at your bank statement each month and then look where you're spending your money. You know, if you buy coffee every day and it's $4, that's, you know, 4 times 30 is $120. Maybe you spend two, that's 260. If you get two cups a day, you know what I mean? Do you smoke? You know, you have a couple beers here and there, whatever, you know, you can do, you can certainly fly first class. And I would highly recommend it because it is a huge difference in travel. And so that's the mindset, the first-class mindset. You really got to have that. You can't keep living in Averageville, you know, a nickel here, a nickel there. It might make you feel better, but in the long run, you're really hurting yourself, because when you fly first class in life, just meaning in life, a lot of the worries are alleviated. So you can focus on, and this is what I do. I open up my laptop, and I get ready, and I prepare, and I'm not bunched up. I'm not sitting in the middle seat. I'm not scrunched up against the window, and it's just, it's a different experience, and boy, it sets your mind, just sets your mind in a different place, because traveling's hard enough. You know, why pack yourself in like sardines in a cabin with a bunch of other people? Doesn't make them bad people, but would you rather sit amongst eight people or just sit amongst 220 people that are all packed in the back? You know the deal, right? All right, we'll come back on the next show talking about Vancouver. It was awesome. Sam Crowley. Talk soon. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.